Hi, I'm Mallory Ortberg, also known as Dear Prudence, and you're listening to an excerpt from Slate's Dear Prudence podcast. To hear the whole episode, go to slate.com/prudypod. That's P-R-U-D-I-E pod. This one, I tried to throw a few lighter ones in between some of the trickier ones. And the subject line of this one is just not his mother. And it's another one about sleep where it makes me want to advise someone to commit murder, which I realize is becoming a running theme on this show. So, Dear Prudence, I'm a college student living in a dorm. A few rooms down lives a guy who cannot seem to wake up to his alarm most of the time. So, in order to end the blasting obnoxiousness, I have to pound on his door and wake him up myself. I've tried letting it run, but it'll go for over an hour if I don't stop it, and it's loud and shrill and aggravating. This has gone on for months. I have talked to him and my RA, but nothing has been done about it. Sometimes he sets his alarm for 4 a.m. What can I do here? I can't switch rooms this late in the year. I feel like I'm going insane, and he's totally nonchalant.
My good lord.
I'm furious.
I can't believe this. It's outrageous.
Who else lives on this floor? No one else is hearing this.
It's baffling and disorienting. I feel confused and I feel angry.
Yeah, I mean, I want to tell you to kill him in his sleep. I can't keep saying that. Don't do that.
Don't do that. But
I do want to tell you to destroy his alarm.
Yeah.
Although part of me worries that he would just then get a bigger one because he clearly delights in inconveniencing and exasperating you.
4 o'clock in the morning.
For an hour. Who sleeps through an hour-long alarm?
I mean, are we worried about his, you know, does he have some condition that requires some kind of...
We should allow for that possibility.
We should allow for that possibility.
That he either has a serious drinking problem.
Yeah.
Or some sort of possibly diagnosed, possibly undiagnosed sleep disorder.
Yeah.
But that aside, the fact that he knows this is waking you up often for hours at a time and that you're knocking on his door and he seems really nonchalant, whatever's underlying this aside, you know, you're not his partner, you're not his roommate, you can't...
Or his doctor.
Or his doctor. You know, he knows this is awful for you. And can we give her or him or whoever this letter writer is permission to destroy the alarm clock?
Well, I am assuming that the alarm clock is the phone. I mean, that's not a yes or a no answer, but
no,
you're right. You know, but the stakes I think have to be wagered at the level of the iPhone.
Mm. If anyone knows how to jailbreak somebody else's iPhone, possibly remotely, and remove the ability to have any sort of alarm system, please call the Dear Prudence line and let us know so we can advise this poor, poor sufferer who I have enormous sympathy for.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a guy in my building who has a very odd sound that he makes at about 6 o'clock in the morning, sometimes, not regularly. And it rarely wakes me up. I only sort of notice it when I happen to be up earlier than usual. Anyway, but I have projected the most extraordinary fantasies onto this scenario because the noise is not a noise of, it's not a noise of happiness or sadness. It's effectively very difficult to read.
Okay, I'm coming over to your house tomorrow at 6 a.m. because I really want to hear this.
You're welcome anytime, but
An hour at 4 a.m. Who is above the RA? Who do you go to when the RA fails?
Well,
this RA has failed.
This RA has failed pretty substantially. I can't say my sense that this is a part of a university life that sadly I know remarkably little about, and I'm rather embarrassed to admit that. My sense is that there may very well be a faculty member associated with the dormitory, in which case that person, at the very least, should be getting information about the kind of stuff that you're going through. If not, I would think you'd want to register some kind of formal complaint for harassment. I mean, this is pretty serious, and it's seriously impacting. I mean, not that one needs to go to this level even, but it's impacting your ability to enjoy college and get a productive experience out of your time at college.
No, and like if there's one thing I feel like we all know, it is that like repeated sleep deprivation is incredibly unhealthy.
Mm.
It physically unhealthy. It derails your ability to concentrate. Like it is not, sleep is not something to be fucked around with.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you can go one of two routes, or you can combine both of these routes, right? One of them is the sort of pursuit of conflict route, and one of them is the keep your head down and get the hell out of there route. And depending on your personality, you might find one better than the other. So let's say you go the pursue conflict route. You escalate from your RA to your RDA or whatever faculty member might be in charge. You consider filing a noise complaint. Certainly keep a written record.
Yeah.
You know, like Wednesday, alarm started at 4, continued until 5:15, so that there is a record that you can eventually show somebody in an attempt to get him to modify his behavior. That's, I don't know how much luck you're going to get with that.
Oh my God, I have to believe you have some luck with that.
I hope you do. I hope something happens. Like, I just also, like, he's a few rooms down, right? There are presumably people in the rooms, like, in between theirs. Are they just all sleeping through this?
I have no idea. I mean,
you could rally the people in the hall. You could get everybody in there, pound on his door at 1 a.m. and, like, turn all their alarms on at once.
I realize this is the lighthearted question, but it's kind of like contemplating Dante's Inferno. This is, you know, this is too much.
No, it is. It's like, consistent. It's seemingly low stakes. It sounds petty if you try to describe it to other people. It makes you feel like you're going insane and no one's helping you.
I just really hope that the letter writer knows that this is serious and that you can and should expect a resolution to this problem. This isn't something that... You're being unreasonable about that. You just sort of, you get on with your life around. If this is happening to you frequently, as I say, that is significantly impacting your ability to be productive in your college career. And that affects your educational outcomes.
An hour from 5 to 6 a.m.
It's mind boggling.
That's bad. Like, it's bad when people have babies. People write to me when they have small children and they say, like, my child cries in the night and I feel terrible because I'm angry when I hear that. And that's your baby who you love. Mm-hmm. This is just some asshole down the dorm who can't be bothered to turn off his snooze button. That. You don't even have love restraining you.
Yeah.
No jury in the world will convict you.
No.
If you commit murder. Don't take that advice. That's not true. You will be convicted of murder.
I mean, you'll be convicted of murder if and only if you murder this person, which I don't think you should do. You're not going to get convicted of murder on the off chance. But, you know, at the moment, I'm not a lawyer. I'm an English professor. But I would not be surprised if you had some kind of case here.
I would be surprised if you had some kind of case. I feel like otherwise we'd hear about a lot of cases about alarm clocks.
You have tried, this person has tried to get this person to shut up. But as I say, what is at stake in this case is access to education.
Yeah, I hear that. I think between talking to your RA and a lawsuit are many steps.
Oh, don't, I'm not saying that.
But
I just mean writers on your side, even if the law is not.
Yeah, I just can't imagine... wanting to spend more of, like, there's a limit, right? Like, there's certain points where I would say absolutely worth it, go after this guy, try to make it stop. And then at a certain point, like when it comes to something like hiring a lawyer, it would just feel like, oh my gosh, this is just not worth letting this guy take up any more of my day. So for the low conflict route, earplugs, noise canceling headphones, finding an attractive girlfriend or boyfriend who sleeps in another dorm that you can spend all your nights at, those are all, you know, finger in the dam kind of solutions.
Nice.
Sorry I did the gesture at you. But yeah, like, none of those are great. Obviously, like, an alarm eats through headphones. I know that. But they're worth considering. Ask to get his room switched. You know what I mean? Like, you say you can't get room switched this late in the year. Like, go make a damn fuss with housing and just be like, here is a calendar of the last 3 weeks of every morning this guy's alarm has gone off for an hour. Here's the people I have talked to who have done nothing. You guys need to help me. And just, like, don't leave until someone helps you. If nothing else, and you just need a place to sleep, like, I just, oh my God, like, just call and we will find a listener somewhere in your part of the country who has a guest room and a quiet house, and we will send you there and you will be taken care of. And
the internet scares me sometimes, but I will say I really like we're going to find a listener with a guest room a lot more than we'll find a listener with some kind of magical technical know-how who can break into this person's phone remotely.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, one of them is nice and one of them is... distressing.
Dear Prudence community.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. How inconsiderate do you have to be to let your alarm go for an hour?
On a scale that I cannot imagine in another human being.
Like, I've maybe once in my life had someone knock on my door to complain about noise. I'm not even sure that it happened, but I was horrified.
You ever have the cops called on you for noise?
No. No. I'm sure in college I was at like a party at some point where the cops came by. But no, I have never thrown any kind of event where someone had to complain about the noise.
Nor me.
Yeah. Much less every morning at 4 to 5 a.m.
Yeah.